Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Nun Hey. We're holding Nun Dalet Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Omer Rav Yehuda. Shloisha Dvorim Hamarach Behem Marichin Yomov Ushnoisev Shel Adam. There are three things that if a person is Ma'arich, he takes his time, then that will be Marach his years. In the Miyat Hashem, he'll have Arichis Yomim Bishanim. What are the three things? Number one, a marach b'tfilasai, a person who davens long. V'marach al shulchanai, a person has long meals. We'll see in a moment why is that. Why does he give him arichas yamin? We'll see him at Shem. V'marach b'beisikisai, a person who goes to use the facilities and he doesn't rush out, but he takes his time to make sure that his body is cleansed. Okay, so we're going to go through all the three. So we start off a marach b'tfilasai. Freiti mara. You're telling me that Hamarach betfila, that is Marichin Yom of Ushnoisev. Freit more of Hamarach betfilosoi. Mal Yusi? Is that a mala? Forget, it's a chsorin. From Rabbi Baraba Om Rabbi Yoichanan, top of Nun Hey Omer Aleph, Kol Hamarach betfilosoi umayin bo. If a person is Marach in his davening, and he's Ma'ayin in that davening. What exactly does Ma'ayin mean? So if you look at the top line of Rashi, Ma'ayin bo, Oimer beliboy. The person speaks with tremendous satisfaction, or tremendous confidence, I should say. Tremendous confidence that his tefillah will be listened to. After all, he gave a very long tefillah with lots and lots of kavanah, and he says to himself, no question about it. I asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu to go and make the stock market go up today 1,000 points, and I was mechaben every single word in tefillah. I know it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So says the Gemara, Kol Marach b'tefillah, the person who's marach in his tefillah, Uma Ayin Ba. Ayin Ba means that when he says it's tefillah, he expresses confidence. He knows Kodesh Baruch Hu and me, you know, we're on good terms with one another. So when I ask for something, he gives it to me, he grants it to me. So Bali Deke Evlev, unfortunately, very likely he's going to come out with a lot of heartache or heartburn, because Hashem, in fact, might not listen to him. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Teicheles Mimushacha Machla Leiv. The word Teicheles, says Rashi, comes from the word Vayechal, which means a tefillah. Mimushacha means that you did it with a hemshech, you did a langa tefillah. Then, unfortunately, Machla Leiv, that could bring on a choili, an illness to the person's heart. It could be maybe Lidei Koev Leiv. And furthermore, Amr Yitzchak, Shloisha Dvar Maskirin Avinusiv Shel Adam. Three things that happen to a person, Chas V'Shalom, that's Maskir, it registers upstairs that this person unfortunately has Averos, and in a sense, you remind Hashem Yisbarach of those Averos. Well, what do you mean? Ve'elohen, Kir Notri. A person who is so confident, he's such a tzaddik, he walks down the street knowing that he's walking next to a building which may or may not collapse in any moment. It hasn't collapsed yet, but Kirnotoi, he sees that the wall is already tending to the side, it's veering to the side, and he said, nothing's going to happen, everything is fine, you know, Hashem and me, we're on such good terms, I have nothing to worry about. Unfortunately, when you go through that Kirnotoi, then the Malachi Chabola, etc., they go and send up the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This guy feels so confident that he's such a great tzaddik that nothing's going to happen. Is that really true? And they start looking at his balance sheet, and they find that unfortunately he did do a few averes here and there after all. So that's maskirin that causes them to remind themselves upstairs about someone's sins. Same thing with the Gabi Ion Tfila. Ion Tfila is what we've been talking about until now, that a person who davened Gesundheit. And he says, I know for a fact that I'm going to be saved. I'm going to, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to listen to my tefillah, because whenever I daven to Hashem, within 15 minutes I get exactly what I ask for. Or Moisa Din Al Chaveir L'Shemoyim. A Moisa Din Al Chaveir L'Shemoyim means a person that doesn't want to go to court for whatever reason, and he has a ganze sichsuch with his friend Yankel. And what he does is, he says, Rabbanu Shalom, you know I'm totally innocent. I'm a great guy. Hey, Yankel, fa-brecha, a-shaygitza, a-ganef, a-gazlan, etc. Why don't you go and teach him a lesson in Kodesh Baruch Hu? You teach him. He should know not to go and steal anymore. You can't do that, because when you make that type of mesira, so to speak, in Moise Din al-Chaveiroi, then the Molochim say, hey, one second. If he is bringing that other person as defendant, l'shamayim, and he's saying, I'm great, and the other guy is terrible, let's check out the record. Is he so great? you know, there were a couple of times that he also machte psashtikl gneiva. He's no great tzaddik. And so therefore, these three things, the kirnato iyan tvila, and moise dinah chaveiroi, all of them are maskirin avanoise shalodim. So, bottom line is, getting back to our original Gemara, we started off saying that one of the three that is zoche to arichas yomim vishanim is a person who's marach betvila. We just said that if you're marach betvila and you're ma'ayin ba, you might come out lidei ke'ev lev. Instead of getting more years added to your longevity, you might get more cardiac arrest. You're going to go and get ke'ev lev. So that seems to be inconsistent. Everybody more holy kasha. We're up to the fifth, sixth line for the top of the Amid. It really depends on how he expresses himself in his davening. If he's ma'ayinba, what means ma'ayinba? That's the top Rashi that we looked at before, that the person says with great confidence, oh, I know that my tefillah will be neskabel, because Hashem and I, we're on the same page. Whenever I speak to him, he answers immediately. I don't have to wait for the secretary. He goes, 1, 2, 3, I have nothing to worry about. Oh. That type of approach, unfortunately, can come the day ke'ev lev, can go and bring him a lot of heartburn, when in fact, all of his bakoshes do not materialize. Hodolim ayin ba means that the person is davening at length, however, he doesn't express such confidence, well, I know everything is going to be really grand. But rather, v'heichi ovid, what should he do? The mapish barachmi, when he's marach v'tvila, he should go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for as much compassion as possible, and again, Rabbi Yisrael, help me out. However, he shouldn't go and say, oh, this tefillah was so grand, it was so beautiful, I know it's going to happen. Halavai, it should happen, but don't do that, because if in fact it does not happen, it can be maybe the day ke'ev lev, where he's so disappointed here, or so sure, and it didn't work out. We have this same Gemara, if you remember, originally back on Lamed Beis, Omid Beis, I think it was. She was Lamed Beis. Gemara brought the same Gemara. And if you look at the Tosis, second Tosis, called Marach Betfilosim Ayin Bo, Tosis asks, we say in davening in the morning among the Eilid Vorm Shem Lamshia, Peva Bikurin, etc., etc. After that, we say the Iyun Tefillah. Iyun Tefillah is a good thing that a person gets. Perisem Bo Mazek, can't give it to our boss. It's good to put to Zachar. You see the Tosis, the relatively long Tosis here on Lamed Beis, Omid Beis, in the start where it says, Valoy Chain Mashma Beperik Mefanen. That says Shabbos Kufchav Zayin in the parentheses, about halfway down. Tik Omer Odom Oichel Perisayim Boil Mazeh. The Kachoshiv Iyun Tefillah. Iyun Tefillah is among those things that Perisayim Boil Mazeh. I can't claim it's not above. Alu Mal Yusi. So Iyun Tefillah is a good Zach. V'chei Mashu we get Parshit. Tik Omer Mishloishet Dvorim Ein Odom Nitzu B'chol Yoyim. Tik Omer Iyun Tefillah. Pirish Ein Odom Ma'ayin Bo. In Kei Mashu Shu Toy. It's Mashu Asa Yol Good. So make up your mind. Is Iyun Tefillah good? Is it not good? V'yesh Loimah. The last three lines of Toys is the tray. Iyun Tefillah Yesh. There's Yesh Iyun Tefillah, the Hocha HaMitzapeh Shetovi Bakashosai. That person who happens to be so sure of himself, so confident that Hashem is going to listen to his Tefillah, unfortunately, he may be disappointed and come in the cave late. However, Iyun Tefillah, the Hossam Shemechavanes Liba B'Tefillah, that Iyun Tefillah means that he examines every word to be able to maximize his fervor and his kavana. That's a good tzach. And that's the Iyun Tefillah that we say in the morning, that's Pirsein Boim Mazem. Okay, so we've now been ma'arich a little bit on the inyan of ma'arich b'tfilah. There's a famous story about Helik Chassam Sofer, that he had a chavrusa every day after Shachris, and the Chassam Sofer himself was a ma'arich b'tfilah, and his chavrusa probably was also ma'arich b'tfilah, but not as much as Chassam Sofer. And after they started their chavrusa shaft, after, let's say, 30 days, the chavrusa said to Chassam Sofer, you see, if you would go and shorten the davening just a little bit, you'd have gotten what I have gotten. That over the last 30 days, I've already finished a whole mesech. I learned 30 blat. Those 5, 10, 20 minutes every day that you were marich, I learned a whole mesech. Wouldn't have been better to go and be makatzer a little bit in your tefillah. So the Chassam Sofer says, you forgot this Gemara over here. The Gemara says, a marich betfillah, that he's going to be marich in yom v'shnoiser. So it's taka true, now I won't get the benefit of learning those 30 blot or ending a mesechta. But in Yetzir Shem, in 50 years from now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me extra years, then I'll be able to learn the mesechta that you've been learning now. I'll make up for it at that time. Anyway, the second is the marach al shulchanai. That's also marich in yom v'shnoiser. And the obvious question is, because a person eats a longer meal, instead of eating in half an hour, he eats an hour and a half, that's Marich Liyom of Shnoisa. Everything more than Ma'asi Anya V'Yohiv Leit. The reason why it's a good thing to have a long suda is because somebody may knock on the door and say, I'm hungry. No problem. Come sit down. We're just serving the chulent now. You can have some chulent and some kegel, and you can participate and wash, and here's hamoitzi, etc., etc. So that's the amarcha shulchanai. That's the inyan, of course, of achnosas orchem, that you bring orchem into your home, particularly if they're aniyim. And that's the Marich LeYom Shnoisav. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk on the surface is a very perplexing, puzzling Pasuk, because the Pasuk is describing the Mizbeach and starts off on Mizbeach 8, Sholish Amis Kavoya Uksiv, and in the very same Pasuk, Vayidaber Eli Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. So the Pasuk starts off Pasuk B'Mizbeach. We're saying that the dimension of the Mizbeach were 8, Sholish Amis Kavoya, and then we're finishing off Zeh HaShulchan, Pasuk B'Mizbeach, Pasuk B'Shulchan. That doesn't make sense. As long as the Beis HaMikdash is standing, Mizbeach is Mechaper. You bring the Kabbalists and you get a Kapara. Al Yisrael. The Achshav, unfortunately today, that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. Hopefully it will be rebuilt very speedily. But until that time, Shulchan Shul Adam Mechaper Olav. How? By going and offering food to the Adiyah. The Ruv in the country during the summer, Rav Pesachya Fried, I remember once made an appeal years ago, and he was said a word from the Triska Magid. The Triska Magid said, on the laning that we laned yesterday on Rosh Chodesh, we say in the Pasuk, Es korboni lachmi li'ishai riach nichoichi tishmer li lahakrav li b'moyadre. So he said, Hashem the Triska Magid, he said, korboni, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the korban was mechaper. That was riach nichoich. That was what gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu great pleasure. But unfortunately, now that there is no Mizbech, and there is no Karbanis, there are no Karbanis, then Lachmi Le'ishai, give Lechem to my Menshulach, to my people. That'll be the Reich Nechayach. Karbani, when there's a Mizbech, Karbani. When there is no Mizbech, Karbani Lachmi Le'ishai, give the Lechem to my Menshulach, to my people. That will be the Reich Nechayach Lashem. Continuing on, Zukti Mori Etzvaita. Vamarach Beis Akisei, that's what we're up to, yeah? Yeah, Maskin?
Yeah.
Good. So in the fourth of the wide lines, Marach Beis Kisei, a person who stays in the Beis Kisei for a lengthy period of time, we said that Marichim Lo Yomav U Shnaisev. So you want by you see, this is good, this is a mala. But then you will under the Braisa, Sora Dvar Mevim is Odomi De Tachtoinius. The following 10 things can bring a person to hemorrhoids. What are the following 10 things? Oichel Ali Konim, a person who eats the leaves of reeds, va'ali gefanim, and the leaves from a grapevine, v'lulavi gefanim, and the shoots from a grapevine, umarige behema. What's that? Umarige behema actually says on the fourth line, any part of the animal's flesh which is not flat and not smooth, but it's dome lemoirig choritz she'ena cholak. A moirig is a plow of some sort, or an instrument that you use in the field, and that has all different types of knives in it, cutting blades to be able to go and cut the tvur, or to go and plow, or what have you. So that's when he says, Mirigi Behema means those parts of the animal's flesh which have ridges. And the Rashi gives a number of examples, Kamoy Hachech, the palate, Valoshin, and the tongue, Vakeris, that's one of the four stomachs, Akeris Apanimi, Obeis Akoises, each one of them, the surface of the meat is not flat, it's not smooth, and therefore these can bring a person day tachtoinis. The Marsha asks an obvious question. If Lashon is one of them, why did Avraham Avinu give to the Malachim three Lashonis with Chardel? That's Marige Behema. According to Rashi, the Lashon, it's a Lashon Ra. It's not a Lashon Toiv. It's an Ishka Gutazach. Why would he go and offer it to them? So the Marsha, I believe, says it's talking about that they cut off the ridges part of the tongue and only served the flat, smooth part of the tongue. Anyway, I in the Marsha in the back. But continuing on, that's another thing that brings the day tachtonius to hemorrhoids. And the same thing with shedro shel dag, if you eat the spine of a fish. Vidag meliach she'enu mevushel kol tzarchei, any type of salted fish that has not been fully cooked. So by salting it, you let it stick around for a while so that it shouldn't go bad. But unfortunately, you started off with semi-raw fish, so if you leave it over for a long period of time and it wasn't cooked, even though you maliach it, chas v'shalom, you can bring the day tachtonis. V'ashoyse shimer yayin, a person who drinks from the sediment of the wine on the bottom of the barrel. V'apakaneach besid u'becharosis, a person who goes to use the facilities, and there is no roll of toilet paper. And therefore, what does he use instead? He uses sid or charosis. Sid is some sort of lime or cement. And charosis means pieces of shards of klicheres, of earthenware, exactly. He recycles a tzror that was used by somebody else. I mean, it's not like today that you can go and buy, why is all the funny, fancy toilet paper. People had to use whatever they had available, and that was what was available. So if he used such a tzror, shekinah by chaveroi, that could bring, presumably, that could have germs on it, and bring the de tachtonius to hemorrhoids. But the key for our Gemara is, v'yesh omrim afa toila atzmai bebeisa kise yoyim beisa midai. A person who's sitting around there in the beisa kise too long. We just said now that marich bebeisa kise is marichim leyomu v'shnoisev. And here it says he's going to get tachtonius, which sounds it's not a good thing, it's a bad thing.
Not inconsistent. One is
understood. But presumably the purpose of the Gemara here on the days
is to promote
it and to say it's a good thing and it's a wonderful thing. Short term, it's not a very good short term strategy, because a person can have tachtonius hemorrhoids, it's going to be very painful and all the rest. Anyway, and for the Gemara is a chastira. So the malikasha the marach v'toli ha the marach v'loy toli. Notice this v'yesh omrim. It didn't just say Hamarach atzmoi bebeisa kise. It says hafa toila atzmoi. What exactly is toila? Rashi says toila means to squat where there was no proper toilet bowl or proper seat to sit down. If you look at the Rashi is the last word on the fourth line at the top of toila. Now we're up to the first narrow line. Sheina yoishiv, he doesn't sit down properly. El al birkov, he's squatting on his knees. Shemetoch kach nekovim neftochen yoisa midai. As a result of the way he's sitting, unfortunately he's opening up the rectum down below more than normal, and that can go and cause tachtonius, and go and cause hemorrhoids. So if you happen to be sitting normally inside the bathroom, that's marich liyom shnoisev. If you go and do it in such a squatting manner, then unfortunately you can get tachtonius. Zog the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara gives us now a real-life story which proves this. Kihodi omra lehahi matronisa, Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi. Matronisa means a Roman matron, a woman who was a Regal. Anyway, so she's up to Groysa Kanaka, and she saw the beauty of Rabbi Eloi, and she said to him, Panecha doimim lemagadli chazerim ulemalve beribis. I'm looking at your face, and it's radiant. And it's radiant like those that are megadli chazerim, that go and tiof hadavin, that raise chazerim, pinks, ulemalve beribis, and those that go and lend beribis. What did she mean with that? Explains Rashi, because those are two types of quote-unquote businesses that do not require a lot of manual labor, a lot of physical effort, but rather these are more like investments.
White-collar work.
So like investments. If I go malve beribis, assuming that the borrower is good and he's good for the money, so Baruch Hashem, in 6 months from now, a year from now,
it's an easy transaction.
He gets the money back together with 2%, 5%, 10%, 20%, whatever the deal was. So she says, the reason why you look so radiant is because you don't work very hard. You are Megadol Chazerim, or you're Malve Beribis, and that's why it's so Gishmak. Of course, the Rebbe Beloi was somewhat offended, because you're not allowed to do either. What? You're allowed to be Malve Beribis to a Goy, but you're not allowed to be Malve Beribis to a Yid. You're not allowed to be Megadol Chazerim. It is an Orur, a curse in person, Megadol Chazerim. So Omallah, so Rebbe Beloi answered to the Matronisa, Hemnusa. Rashi said, Hemnusa, like a Loshen Shvua. You can trust me, what I'm telling you now. Lididi, Trevayu, Asiyan. Both of these, Megadol Chazerim, Malve Beribis, both of them are Osir, they're prohibited. I wouldn't engage, I wouldn't even think about being engaged. Every single day, Baruch Hashem, from my Ushbiza, from where I stay, in my hotel or wherever I live, going to the Bis Medrash, there are 24 Bate Kisei en route. When I go from home to Beis HaMedrash, Badikna Nafshoi Bekulu, I stop off in each one to try to relieve myself as much as possible. What do we see from that? He's a marich here. The marich is not that he sits in one Beis HaKisei for an hour, but that he goes and makes the rounds, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the 24, and as a result, that was very good for the body, and that's why marich Yom Shnoisev, and that's why his face was so radiant.
An unusual conversation.
Yeah, very unusual. The whole concept is unusual. Talking about Beis HaKisei is not usual.
Even like how did she have access to him to even pose a question like this? very.
We have many conversations between nobility and Tanayim. Mm-hmm. Yeshua and Bas Kesar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the same Rabbi Huda as said the Memar.
Rabbi Huda by Eloy is a Tana. Is a Tana.
This is Rabbi Huda, which is an Amora.
Rabbi Huda by Cheskel.
Good. And this happens to be Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi, who was not only a Tana, but also
Stam Rabbi Huda. And who chassid is either Rabbi Huda by Loi or Rabbi Huda by Baba.
Exactly right. Beautiful. So anyway, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi was a Tana, and he was radiant, and the reason is because he relieved himself frequently to that gave Marichas Yom Hashanah. Yom Rabbi Huda. Now Rav Yehud again. Shloisha Devar Mekatrim Yom Shloisha Lodom. Three things Chasashom will cut a person's life short. Number one, Misha Noisim Lisev Torah Likrei Zvein Akar. You go and give a person a Sefer Torah to read, and he doesn't read. Now this is talking about by Yom Mehaim, where every person who was Ola would go and read from the Sefer Torah himself. Nowadays, of course, we have a Bal Korei. So now, what the Gemara really means to say is not so much that we're Mechabed him to read, but we call them up for an Aliyah. And he refuses to go up. So we gave him the opportunity to go to the Sefer Torah Likrais, and he says, no, I refuse. Now, the Mefarshim talk about, of course, if it's because he doesn't know how to lain, or he doesn't know how to make the bracha, it's a different story. We're talking about a person that's capable of laining, capable of making the brachas, he knows how to do it, but for whatever reason he says, Aloy mit an aleph, I am not going. So that's a bizoyin. It's a bizoyin, chas shalom, mekatsum yom mishnoi shalom. If they offer him a kosher bracha to bench, and he refuses, he says, no, no, it's not for me, I don't want it. Now, what's the problem over here? Here the problem is, oh, let's see, we'll wait another two lines, Yomar explains a little bit more. A person who wants to go and take a leadership position. Leadership position, of course, you get all the headlines, all the COVID, if you can call it COVID. But on the other hand, unfortunately, it's COVID. It means a lot of pressure for that individual. Chas v'shalom, because of all the pressure, the person can pass away prematurely. So Gemara explains. You have the opportunity to lean from the Torah to get an aliyah. That's your chaim, that's your oirach yamim, and you refuse. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you don't appreciate, so what is this all about? So Rashi explains that the minog at that time was that the person who was mevarach, the birchas hazimun, the person that led the benching, he would, as you know, not just go and say the benching together with everybody. They didn't have benchlich in that time. So typically he would be the one that would read the entire benching. He would say the entire benching, and everybody would listen, and everybody would say amen. One of the things that he would say as part of his benching would be a bracha that he gives to the balabas who's there. Remember, we had the nusach in the Gemara a few days ago, what you're supposed to say, and many of the new benchlich have that nusach. And in the good old days, before they said that nusach, they still said, like we still say today, Rachman, v'yivoreches balabayisev, v'sisha balabayisev. So you're giving a bracha to the host and to the hostess. And therefore, if you refuse to give a bracha to them, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, we're not going to give a bracha to you. If you look at v'avochem v'racheka, Rashi about 10-12 lines in. V'amavorech b'chas ha-mozin mevorech le-balabais. He has that opportunity to go and thank the balabas on behalf of everybody in Zogagantzi Yerutzoin and to say Agantzi Rachman, and he says, I don't want to. So that's a coffee toiva type of person. And therefore, a person like that, he doesn't get the bracha of the vorecha mevrachecha. Hashem blesses those that bless you. He's not interested. So Hashem says, I'm not going to give you the bracha after all. Yosef died at a younger age than his brothers. He was only Mayor of the Esther Shonim 110, and the others lived longer lives. Here, Rabbonis doesn't mean a Rav, it means that he was in a leadership position, and even though that's everybody wants to have all the COVID and all the power and the money and all the rest, but unfortunately, with all of that, comes lots of headaches, and so therefore that a person can be mekatzer yom v'shnoisef. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Shloisha Tzrichim Rachmim. Three things we need special rachmim for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Mefarshim explained we need rachmim for everything. However, these three in particular you need rachmim. Melech Toiv, that you should have a Melech Toiv appointed, not someone who happens to be a self-declared socialist or something. To get a Melech Toiv, you have to ask Rachman. It's not just enough to go to the voting booth. You have to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, please send us a good manhik. Shana Toiva, you want to have a good year, so you have to ask Rachman, Kodesh Baruch Hu, this year should be a good year. For Chaloyim Toiv, then you should only have good dreams and not bad dreams. And the Gemara explains. Melech Toiv, Dechsevitz in the Pasik, Pal Gimayim, Lev Melech B'yad Hashem. Oh, Everybody always quotes this pasuk or quotes a similar pasuk if there is a similar pasuk. Lev melachim besarim biyad Hashem. So we have Lev melach biyad Hashem. The heart of the king is in the hands of Hashem. So therefore we say Hashem, we ask you berachmim, make sure you have a good melach and that his Lev melach is in the right place at the right time and he should do the right things. Shana toib the chsiv tamed eini Hashem lekecha ba meireishes Hashana viat achris shana. So Hashem's eyes are on the entire year from the beginning until the end. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmim for this particular year that everything should go great. Now notice that it says in the Pasuk Mereshis Hashana V'yad Achris Shana. So isn't that a little bit inconsistent? You should say Mereshis Hashana V'yad Achris Hashana or Mereshis Shana V'yad Achris Shana. So there's a word from the Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe says that every year when a new year is about to begin, Lahavdo by the Goyim, they have their New Year's resolutions. And the same thing applies to Ayit. Every year when it comes Rosh Hashanah, he does tshuva and he says, this year I'm going to be a tzaddik. I'm going to learn and I'm going to do masim toivim and I'm going to give tzedakah and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. You'll see a new me. I'm going to be nebach li'ish acher. Now that's all wonderful on Rosh Hashanah. And now a year later, it's now Erev Rosh Hashanah of the next year. And he looks over the balance statement and he sees that unfortunately, this year wasn't that much different than prior years. All of those wonderful resolutions, many of them unfortunately did not materialize and didn't meet fruition. So that's the chat over here. Talmud Ein Hashem L'Kiach Bo Meireishes Hashana. At the beginning of the year, the person says, "Matahei Ayidia, this is going to be the year. Wow, Tav Shin Pei, I'm going to do." But that achris, by the end of the year, it's a shana. It's not a hashana. It's a regular year like the previous and the last 5 years and the 10 years, etc.
Maybe you can say fakir.
Yes, please. I'd like to hear of a fakir. It could be. I probably heard it from him too.
In Hashem
l'kiach
habah. Hashem would say reishav achris hashana, right? Hashem achris hashana. That because what Kabbayoch looks to make the hashana, he's hoping that he's willing to look and make hashana. And there is that never is hashana, but there's in Hashem l'kiach habah. Well, he's looking at the Hashanah, he's hoping this is going to Hashanah.
Good, okay. So you're saying it's not a reflection on the individual, a reflection on the Kishbach. Beautiful. Ten lechochem v'yech kam oit. Shkoyach r'psimcha. Finally, chaloyim toiv t'chzizn ezboz v'tachlimeni v'hachiyeni. That the word v'tachlimeni is from Loshon cholim v'hachiyeni, and you're mechayim me by giving me a good dream, and not chas v'sholem, a bad dream. And the Ois Zion goes a little bit more into detail. Hashem Aleim Yichyu Ulechol Behen Chaye Ruchi V'Tachli Meini V'Achiyenia. I'm espoused to Hashem Olekim that the cholim that I have should be a good cholim, V'Achiyenia should be Mechaye Mi, and not Chas V'Sholem that I'll be despondent and disappointed if I have a bad dream. We're going to talk a little bit later in the Gemara today and over the next few days about Chaloimais and their effect, as we'll see. Anyway, continuing on, Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Devarim Machras Aleim Kadosh Baruch Hu Biatzmai. Three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes achraz, he makes an announcement. The Elohein Rav, Chas V'Shalom, that there's going to be a famine. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the announcement in Shemayim, there's going to be a famine. V'soiva, that there are going to be years of plenty. Uparnes Toiv, that there'll be a good leader over the folk, over the people. Rav, Tachziv, Kikor Hashem L'Rav, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself was coded to the Rav. So you see, Hashem made that hachraza. So even Tachziv, V'Karasi El HaDogen, V'Hir Beisi Oisai. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I called out to the dog and to the grain, and I was marba, he increased it. Paras Toiv, Tachziv, V'Yoyim Hashem L'Moyshe Leymar, Re'ei Karasi B'Shem, B'Tzalel, Ben Uri, Ben Chur, L'Mat Yehuda, etc. The parashas that we're learning these weeks, talking about the Avodas HaMishkan, the Binyan HaMishkan. So Hashem said to Moshe, Re'ei Karasi, I called out B'Shem B'Tzal. B'Tzal is going to be the Paras Toiv, he's going to be the master architect and craftsman that built the Mishkan. So Hashem is Kira B'Shem, Hashem announced it. And we're talking now a little bit more about B'Tzal, as you'll see. Om Reb Yitzchak, Imma Midin, Parnes al Tzibur, Elohim Kein, Nimlochem B'Tzibur. When you want to go and appoint a new leader, don't go and do it behind closed doors in smoke-filled rooms, but you have to go and ask the Tzibur, the Oilim, what they want. How do I know? Shenema. Re'u Kor Hashem B'Shem B'Tzal. What does this mean? Om Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel had a discussion with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, Moshe, Hogan Alecha B'Tzal, tell me, are you okay with the appointment of B'Tzalel? Amaloi, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ribono shel Olam, im lefanecha hagun, if you're happy with him, lefanei lekoshken, you know, you don't need my opinion, you don't need my approval. If you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you selected B'Tzalel, you know, you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who am I to disagree?" Amaloi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Avo begin, nevertheless, I still want to hear your das and the das akol, and therefore lech emor lehem, go and ask Klai Yisrael, what do they think about the appointment of B'Tzalel?" So Moshe Rabbeinu dutifully followed the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him to do. Holach v'omer lehem liYisrael, Hogan aleichem Betzalel. Are you happy that Betzalel should be in charge of the binyan haMishkan? Amrulai. So they answered, Emafnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ulefanecha hu hogun. If Hashem is happy and you Moshe Rabbeinu are happy, lefanecha lekoshke the chavada, we're going to be happy. But what's the point to think about? The point is that even though Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need Moshe Rabbeinu's approval or Klal Yisrael's approval, but nevertheless, it's to teach us if there's an appointment of a parnas al tzibur, go and ask the tzibur for their views. Omer Shumanachmeni Omer Reb Yonison Betzalel al shem chachmosay nikra. The name Betzalel itself shows you that he was an Ish Chochem. What does that mean? Shor she'om le'kodesh baruch. This is a very famous chazal. Rashi brings it in Chumash.
I'm sure everybody knows it.
Same Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor. I know that you like the name because yeah. Betzalel was the son of Uri. A very, very favorite name in our shir. Anyway, so Betzalel ben Uri ben Chor, what happened about him? It says the Gemara, B'shor she'om le'kodesh baruch hu le'moyshe leich emor lo'y le'betzalel asei li mishkan Oroin v'kelim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go and tell Bezalel, we need to go and start building the Mishkan, the Oren, of course the Oren for the Luchos, and the Kelim and all the other Klei HaMikdash, the Klei HaMishkan. So, go and give Bezalel the orders, the instructions. Holach Moshe v'haf v'hofach v'omoloi. Moshe Rabbeinu went and turned it around, and he said to Bezalel, I say Oren v'kelim v'mishkan, instead of Mishkan, Oren v'kelim. Mishkan. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, why was he mahapachit? So Rashi says, because if you look at the order in the various parshiyos, Rashi refers to Parshas Kisisa, but even in this week's parsha, in Parshas Truma, and you start from Sheni or Levi, guess what? And after that it tells you about the Shulchan, after that it tells you about the Menorah and the other Kelim. The Mishkan only comes at the end of the parasha, the Kroshim and all that, only later on. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu assumed that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Oroin V'Kelim, or I'm sorry, the Mishkan, Oroin V'Kelim, he looked it up in the Chumash says you make the Oroin, so make the Oroin first, and then the Kelim, and then the Mishkan. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bezalel, make Oren v'kelim Mishkan. Omaloi, so now Bezalel answered, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, min hogishul oilam, the meaning of the world is, that Odom boine bayis, first the person goes and builds a house, v'yachkach machnes atoich ha-kelim. You don't go and first build the furniture, and then figure out how to build the house that will hold the furniture. You first build the house, you do your construction, now you have empty rooms, then now you try to go and find furniture that will appeal to you, and that will fit
you
in the right place.
You build the ikker first. And then
exactly, first the ikker, and then you put in the tuffel. And you're telling me, I say li Oren became a Mishkan. If I follow your directions word for word, and I talk and make the Oren and the Kelim until the Mishkan is built, what am I going to do with them? I'm going to put it in storage. You know, when I have. Maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I say Mishkan Oren v'Kelim, not Oren v'Kelim Mishkan, but Mishkan Oren v'Kelim. Amaloi said, now Moshe Rabbeinu Shema Betzel. How did you know about my conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You must have been mitzel. You must have been kind of sitting there, standing there in the shadows when Hashem was speaking to me, and that's how you know. And that's what the Gemara means by saying that Bitzal al Shem Chachmosi Nikra, the name Bitzalel is Bitzel. Keil Hoyisa, you must have been in the shadow or the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted me to do. And the Gemara continues about Bitzal, the same Bitzal ben Uri, Amr Yehuda, Amr Rav Yedei HaYevetzal, the Tzaref Oisiyos, Shenivru Behen Shemayim Va'aretz. There were special Oisiyos that Kadosh Baruch Hu used, Kav Yochel, to go and build Shemayim Va'aretz, and Bezalel knew about those Oisiyos, and he used the same ones to go and build the Mishkan. How do I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu used Oisiyos to go and build Shemayim Va'aretz? So Rashi says, Oisiyos, Shenivru Behen Shemayim Va'aretz, Rashi about halfway down the Amud, Rashi says, Al Yedei Tzirufan, when you put the letters together, B'Sefi Yetzira, Tani Lohu. So if you want to know more about this, you look up B'Sefi Yetzira, which is a Kabbalistic work, which tells you about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and how Yimitzaref the Oisius, and Bezalel was familiar with that Tzirif Oisius. Now what did he do? Zokti Gemara, Ksivocha, it says, Legabe Bezalel in building the Mishkan, V'yimali Oisei Ruach Alekim, B'Chochma, U'Vesvuna, U'Vedas, so it says Chochma Bina Vedas. Uksiv Hashem, when Hashem created the world, it says Hashem b'Chochma Yosad Eretz. Mit Chochma, Koinu Shemai Bisvuna, oh, with Bina. Uksiv Bidatai Tahoim Maisnivku. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used those three malos of the Chochma, Bina, Vidas when he created the world, and he used the Tzira for Oisiyos. So Metzalel, Metzel Keva Yisa, he knew the same Oisis to Metzarev, which he was Metzarev with Chochma, Bina, Vidas, to be able to build the Mishkan and the Kelim. Gives chachma to a person who's already a chacham. He doesn't give chachma to a person who's an imbecile. Shenemet says in the pasuk, "You have chachmasa lechakimin." Kadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma, wisdom, to the wise. Umindoa liyoy debina. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives bina to people that have understanding. Says the Gemara, this was the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan, but to say this drasha, he needed to go and bring a raya from a pasuk in Daniel. Says the Gemara, Shoma Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, the Omra Kami Drabavo. He repeated this Shtikl Torah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Chochma Lachakimin, like that pasuk in Daniel. And Rabavo said, Amalei, Atun Mehosim Asisola, you had to go to Daniel to come up with that Memra, and on Mehocham Asinola, we know it from the Torah, from the Chumash. Tachsiv Uvalev Kol Chacham Laim Nosati Chochma. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Chochma into the hearts of a Chacham Laim. So it's the same word. Kadosh Baruch Hu is nice in Chachma, Lemi Sheyesh Boy Chachma. So you don't have to bring a raya from the Neil, you can bring a raya from the Chumash.
Where did you get it from the beginning?
Where do you get what? The first Chachma?
Yeah, Hashem gave it to you in the first place. Yeah,
exactly.
So yeah.
Yeah, no, you got it, you don't. I know quite a few people that have, and there's quite a few that don't. Yeah, exactly.
It occurred to me, Tzal's the only biblical character that I'm aware of that nothing negative is said about. The four people who died without sinning, right, almost didn't hear nothing about them at all.
Yeah,
those people really didn't do
Yishai, right.
All those people didn't do anything.
Tzal did something, but Tzal did something.
You're right, that's the thing. He's the one.
Do you think we should add him to the list of the we should add him to the list of the great tzaddikim of all generations?
I think the Gemara does that, but it's just interesting. And,
I'm with you. I think you should do that. So you look up that Chazal where it says you have the four great tzaddikim. Where is that? End of the first parakim of Basra. No,
it's
Binyamin, Yishai,
Amram, and Kilov. And nobody
Kilov?
Can say anything Kilov? That any of those people did.
It was Kilov.
Kilov in front.
Kilov was David's son. David had a son, father and son, and never sinned.
And the reason why he had an Einik called Kilov is because of that he was Machlim. The Fiboishis. I mean, the Fiboishis made fun of David HaMelech, and he paid him back. But anyway, let's get back to Agmar. So Gemara says, Omer of Chizda. Now we'll talk a little bit about Chaloimus. We're not the whole time today Chaloimus, you'll see. But Mietchim, over the next few days, we're going to have tons of Chaloimus. Some of them are very hair-raising, if you will. So Omer of Chizda, Kol Cholom V'loi Tavis. I like all Chaloimus except for those that are bad, which require me to go and fast. Rashi says, Tovus is from a lotion of fasting. If you look at Rashi, just right after the Rashi that before, the Oysa Nivru Bench my Baritz, called Cholom Vele Tovus, called Chaloimois Yira Adam, a person should see any type of dream. If you Yira Echon, may Oysen Chu Shori Betanis, Shaina type, but not one of the bad ones that causes a person to go and make a Tanis Cholom, to go and ask a Kodesh Baruch that this Cholom should not come to fruition. Tovus lotion Tanis Kimoi, of Astovus Omar Bidai Rabish. Anyway, so bottom line is, says Rav Chizda Kadosh Baruch Hu, all chalomis are good except for the bad ones. Keep me away from those that I have to go and fast. If you have a cholom that no one was poiser the chalom, like you have by Yosef, nobody knows how to decipher, nobody knows how to decipher and explain this cholom, then it's like a letter that you cannot read, because the person's handwriting probably is illegible. So therefore, if you can't go and read the letter, you don't know if it says good, you don't know if it says bad. So the same thing with Chaloimus, it goes after the pistroin, after the interpretation of that dream. Until you have the interpretation, it's really just a blank check. You don't know what it's all about. Even if you have a wonderful, perfect, beautiful dream, even if part of it will become fulfilled, not the entire will become fulfilled. And the same thing, if you have a bad dream, also not the entire thing will be fulfilled, only part of it. And the Gemara is going to bring a raya, if you remember the famous case with Yosef and his mother. The Gemara is going to bring that on the bottom of the Yomid. V'yom Rav Chizda, Chalma Bisha Ota Michalma Tova. In a certain respect, a bad dream is better than a good dream. Why? V'yom Rav Chizda, because Chalma Bisha Atzivusei Mistaya, Chalma tova chedve mistayim. Chalma bisha means a bad dream. The bad dream said X, Y, and Z. Atzivus say the fact when the person wakes up and he remembers that dream, his atzvus, his pain, and his sadness mistayim, with that he'll be yoitze, the bad dream. Just the fact that he's never despondent and he's in despair and he's terribly upset about this dream, that in itself will be mamale, will fulfill the dream, finish, he won't have to do anything
like,
more.
Like with enough of a lesson.
Enough of a lesson, good. And the same thing applies to Chalma Tov. If it's a good dream, in this good dream he's going to make millions of dollars, and he wakes up, he is so happy. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, the happiness, the joy is enough, and you already yoitze the millions of dollars just with the joy of having the dream. Look at the Rashi, about 6-7 lines on the bottom. Atzivusei mistaya, dayu itzvoinai. Itzvoinai means his pain. It's enough. Mash odom itzatziv olam mevatas achalim. That already nullifies the rest of the chalim. I already never had pain just thinking about it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I don't need the rest of the chalim. And the same thing applies to the chalim betova, the joy, that's already enough that he won't get the benefit of the actual substance of the dream. And Rav Yosef says about himself, Om Rav Yosef, chalim betova, afil didi, v'dichusei mefak chalei. What is there? Cholam Toiva filled with Didi, says Rashi, because Rav Yosef lived a bit of a sad life because he was a Ma'or Einayim. He was unfortunately blind. So you can imagine he was not a, it wasn't a happy life if Nebuchadnezzar couldn't see anything. So he says, Chol Matova, when I have a good Choloim, afil adi'im for me, b'dichusei, the joy that I have when I wake up in the morning, oh, that was such a great dream. The fakhle, that already nullifies the entire dream, so that I won't get the benefit of the substance of the dream, but at least I have that joy for the day that I saw a good dream. V'yomer Rav Chizda, chal mabisha kosha minagda. Having a bad dream can be worse than getting pech, than getting malchus. Shenem v'kim osa shirom l'fana, because Baruch Hu did, so that you should have moira, that you should have awe and trepidation before Hashem. This Valakim Asa, what did Hashem do? Shiro Gufanav, he gave you a bad dream, and with this hopefully you're going to go and do tshuva. So Rashi says that the reason why the Chalma Bisha is worse than the Nagda is because when the person gets the Malkis, no, it's painful. However, when a person has a bad dream, that hopefully is going to cause the person to do tshuva, and then he's going to go back on the right path. So it could be more effective than all the Malkis. So Dr. Moravait, Shaitan Pasik Hanovi Asher Itoi Choloim Yisapra Cholom Asher Dibru Iti Itoi Yedabra Dibri Emes. So the beginning of the pasuk starts talking about chaloim is about dreams, and the end of the pasuk says mal teminis abar. Bar is grain, like it says by the Achi Yosef that they went up in Mitzrayim to go and buy bar, and teven is the chaff. That's the hay, the outside shulachs, the peel that falls off when you are getting the grain and you're winnowing it. You need the bar, but you don't need the teven. The teven you go and leave for the behemoth, for machal behemoth. Anyway, we're talking about two different things. Here you're talking about a cholim, about a dream, and now you're talking about grain together with chaff. Just like you cannot grow grain, if you want to grow stalks of wheat or barley, you have to have the tevin, you have to have that outside chaff to keep shmira, so that it shouldn't die, it shouldn't rot or whatever. It's protection. You have to have shmira, exactly. Just like you can't have bor without teven, you can't have a cholim without some nonsense in the cholim. Says the Gemara, Omer b'rechia, cholim alfa pishim mitzosim miskayim, kuli enim miskayim. By a cholim, even if a Kodesh Baruch Hu causes part of it to be fulfilled, but not necessarily would it all be fulfilled. Minolim yoysef, that's the famous story. Yoysef, the chsiv, v'nei ha-shemesh v'yirech, v'yachad osa koychovim, mishtach v'm li. The shemesh v'yirech, that's referring to Yosef's father and mother, the shemesh v'yirech, v'yachad osa koychovim, is referring to the 11 brothers, they're all going to be mishtach v'm li. So Gemara, Vahishat Imei Lehavis, his mother had already passed away. So therefore, it's impossible to have the Shemesh V'yareach. So Rashi Taka says in the Chumash, it's not referring to his mother, it's referring to Bila. But the Pushup Shad is referring to his mother. So you see, even a Cholim that eventually becomes Mekuyim, and this became Mekuyim when Yaakov Avinu came up with the brothers to Mitzrayim, and they bowed down to Yosef, who was the king. But the mother didn't go bow down, because the mother had passed away. Omer Blevi, the Oyle Mitzap Anu L'Cholim Toiv, at Chov Bei Shana. If a person has a good dream, and the good dream is that he's going to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise, and he's waiting, sometimes you have to wait until 22 years, but in 22 years, it can happen. Don't despair. 22 years later. How do I know? Minol miyosef tzif. Eilat told us Yaakov yosef. Ben shva ezri shana. In the beginning of Pashas told us, it talks about that Yosef was 17 years old. Uksiv, that told us about Yitzchak. I'm sorry. I apologize. I knew you. Yeah, good. Anyway, so shva ezri shana, he was 17 years old. And Uksiv says, vayta, biyosef ben shloshim shana ba'omdei lifnei parei. At the time of the pisra nachaloi mois, with the saramashkin, the saroifim, and the gansamasa with parei, with the skinny cows and the skinny, the wheat and all that wonderful stuff. So it says Yosef was 30 years old. Now, if he went and if he was, he had the cholim at the age of 17, and then he was sold to Mitzrayim, and he came down in front of Paroi at the age of 30. 30 minus 17.
I was at 22.
Oh, but how many years do we have so far?
13.
Very good. So Uri, Betzal ben Uri ben Chor, Betzal Kela Yisa, it's 13 years. Now it continues on. Then Shivsri at Losen Kamahava from 17 until 30. How many years is that? Plus 3? It's 13. The Shev, the Sava, Betarte de Kafna. We know that after he became the viceroy in Mitzrayim, so then he told Pare the pshat in the dreams, and the dreams were that you're going to have 7 good years and 7 lousy years. That's the fat and the skinny cows, etc. So initially you had the 7 years of Saiva, and then we're into the 7 years of Kafna of Rav, and now it's 2 years into that 7 years, and now is the time when Yaakov came together with the brothers. Oh, so this is now 9 years later. At this time, Yosef is already now 39. So therefore, 17 until 39, Helchav Beis, you have 22 years. And as we know, after Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevatel the whole Gezeira, and he didn't have the 7 years, he only had 2 years of famine. But anyway, that's how we get to 22. So even though he had the dream at the age of 17, don't despair. The dream may still come true even 22 years later. Om Ravuna, the Odom Toiv in Marle Chaloim Toiv. If you have a good person, they don't show him a good dream. The Odom Ra in Marle Chaloim Ra. And to a bad person, they don't give him a bad dream. Sounds strange. It should be the other way around. But Rashi explains, the reason is, if you look at the second line of the Rashi at the very top, the Odom Toiv Marle Chaloim Ra. The gears of Rashi is a little bit different than our Gemara, because in our Gemara it says, the Odom Toiv in Marle Chaloim Toiv. Rashi's greatest, the Odom Toiv Marle Chaloim Ra. Which of course is worse than you don't give him a good dream, you give him a bad dream. What's the reason why Hashem sends a bad dream to good people? Kadesh Yidag, so he should be concerned. For the Yechdan, he shouldn't be Chote. The pain that he and suffering that he has from this terrible dream, oh no! That in itself should act as a kapara
right,
for him.
Exactly what we said on the Amidah. Yeah,
exactly.
That it's better to have a bad dream than it is to have a good dream.
Exactly. And you have the same thing continue next Rashi. Odom Ra Mar Lechalim Toiv. Kedei Lesamchoi Sheyoichel Oilama. He's going to be so happy. Oh, I saw this wonderful dream. I'm going to have this and that and the other thing. So with that, he's going to get all of his schar in this world. So they won't have any schar left for next world. So because Rishoim, they only want really Oilam Hazeh. They don't need Oilam Haba. So you give him this Chalim Toiv, he'll be happy from today to tomorrow, and then from here to Canarsie, so that in itself will give him the schar in this world. Talking more about Tanya Miyachi, right? Tanya Miyachi, first of the middle wide lines. Koshen Yosef Shel David, the entire lifetime of David, Leiruah Chaloyim Toif. He didn't see a good dream. Koshen Yosef Shel Achi Toifel, all the years of Achi Toifel, Leiruah Chaloyim Ra. He didn't see a bad dream. So David HaMelech is a good person. He didn't see a good dream. And Achi Toifel ultimately was a bad person, he didn't see a bad dream, like we just said. But didn't we learn in the pasuk, Lisun Elecha Ra'a, the Negele Yikra Bi'alecha. This is talking about David HaMelech, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to make anything Ra'a appear to him. You just said a moment ago that a good person, Hashem, does give him bad dreams. Now what means Lisun Elecha Ra'a, the Omer of Chizda, Omer of Yemi Baraba, Shli Havilucha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to cause that person to be totally confused. Loi chaloyim esroim, not with bad dreams. Vayir hurim roim, and not bad thoughts. Vnegli yikrab alecha, that's already a separate thought. What means negli yikrab alecha? Shleitim tz ishtecha safik nida mishah sha'at abom in a derech. When a person comes home from traveling, he won't find that his wife is a safik nida, because if she's a safik nida, he'll have a tremendous taiva to go and live with her. And in fact, there's a machloikis in the mefarshim. What's worse in this case? Is a safik nida worse or a vaday nida worse? Intuitively, you'd say a vaday nida is worse, because no, if he lives with a safik nida, you know, 50-50. Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. A vaday nida to vaday. However, other mefarshim say just the opposite. That a safik nida is worse because then the person will be do some sort of limit schus and say, nah, it's really not so much, it's a less offing in the 50-50, and I'm a better and I'm a gambler, but it's a vadei nida, presumably he'll stay away, he won't even think of chas v'shalom living with his wife if she's a vadei nida.
Emotionally served from that also, it bothers a person in the head a lot. It's a vadei, it doesn't bother a person in the head.
Okay, thank you, doctor. You're a doctor telling us, yep.
Is another
you psychologist too, or you just...
Suffering will breathe. Eventually she will become a real one, so he's deprived during the time of the suffering,
mm-hmm.
and if, of course he will be deprived the time
when
of the
it comes about, right? Absolutely.
So he's getting a double negative...
Exactly. See, he must be pretty upset. So that's the negli kabi alecha. You hope that when you come home from a business trip or whatever, that the wife should, Baruch Hashem, be okay, so you don't have this issue. But going back to the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk was Lisuna Lecha Ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to show you Ra, and Rav Chisda said, what does that mean? Loi Chaloi Misroim, there won't be bad dreams. You just said now David HaMelech did have bad dreams, and now he's saying you don't get bad dreams. David HaMelech himself didn't see them, but others saw about him a bad Cholim. So and if you're telling me that if he didn't see the dream himself, that's okay. Person who sleeps for a whole week, he doesn't sleep the whole time, but a person who goes to sleep 7 days in a row and he didn't have a cholim, nikara, he is called bad. Shenemar. We had this more early on, if you remember, back in Daf Yudal and Amud Aleph. More had a number of pshatim, but the first pshat that Gemara gives over there is it said in the pasuk, v'soveya yolin bal yipokid ra. If he goes to sleep when he's satisfied, when he's satiated, then Hashem is not going to go and bring ra upon him. Even though the pasuk v'saveya, I'll take saveya ella sheva yolin bali pocket ra. If 7 days have gone by and he has slept during those days in bali pocket, and Hashem has not favored him with any cholam ra, that that's a bad sign. I'll take saveya ella sheva. Is ebazoi? It's not good about these the absence of dreams. El hachik amar the chazav lo yodam ay chazav. David HaMelech Taka did have dreams, however he didn't know the pisroin of the dream, and that was. What the that's Makayim the Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says Chalon Shviyom LeChalom Nikarat. No, he taka saw Chalom. However, he didn't know what the Chalom was. What Chalom was good or what Chalom was bad, and that's what was troubling. Omer Avuna Barami, Omer Pidos, Omer Reb Yochanan. Haroye Chalom v'nafshe aguma yelach v'yifterenu v'fnei shloisha. Person sees a bad dream and he is beside himself. He is so upset. What should he do? He should go and be poser the dream in front of three. If the renu should be poser, like we said on the Amud Aleph, if you have a cholim that has no pisrein, you have no understanding, you don't know what the cholim is all about, it's like a letter that you cannot read. In other words, it's not bad, it's not good, you're better off not knowing the pisrein, because the pisrein could be chas v'shalom very negative. Then you should go and do Hatovas Chalayim. Now most of you are not familiar with Hatovas Chalayim, but if you go in back of the Siddurim, many of the Siddurim have one or two pages of Hatovas Chalayim. The person Chas V'Shalom had a bad Chalim, he goes into, he makes like a bezin of three, similar like we do in Erev Rosh Hashanah, Vataras Nedarim, and you mate of the Chalim, and the Gemara is going to quote a lot of the Lashoinis that the Dayanim are supposed to say and be mate of the Chalim. So lazy tlosa, you should go.
So then, there's no such thing as a bad dream because you can always.
It is a bad dream, but it requires.
It's really not bad news. Never bad news. Always straighten it out.
It's like a patient shouldn't go to a doctor because you know, nothing. Once he goes to the doctor, get medication, will be safe. So everything is okay.
No, but right? They change it from hafakta, changes to good.
Oh, so we can talk about the hafakta in another moment. So shkoyach for giving us a segue to next shikul yomara. So
Gemara says other like.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Hapacho. Yeah, exactly. See, at the end of the Shloisha, he should be mate of the dream by going through this procedure of Atovas Chalayim. How do you do that? Lacey Tlosh, you get three people together. The Lame Elhun, he should say to them, Chalma Tova Chazoi. He should say to them, I saw a good dream. For Lame Rulei, and they should respond, Hanach Tova Hu, the Tova the Heaven. Yes, the dream is good, and it should continue to be good. Rachmona Lishavye Litov. Kadosh Baruch Hu should transform this dream, if it was bad, into good. And Shevazimnin Ligzolach Min Shemayim to the Heavy Tova. Upstate in Shemayim, they should go and repeat 7 times that this dream is good. Cholam Toiv, Cholam Toiv, Cholam Toiv. The Heavy Tova is good now, and it will be good in the future. Valeimru and the three Dayanim, the three Meitive HaChaloyim, they should say Sholish Hafuchais, Sholish Peduyois, Sholish Shloimais. What does that mean? each one of these, the Sholesh Afuchai, Sholesh Beduya, Sholesh Loimis, means that they should go and quote psukim that use the term Hafuchais and Peduyois and Shloimois, like the Gemara tells us. So Sholesh Afuchais, what are the Sholesh Afuchais? Hafach, the Misvidil Mochali, this is what Dr. Goldfarb was reciting a couple of moments ago, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed my hesped to a mochel. Mochel means that I'm dancing, I'm so happy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has changed anguish into joy and happiness. Bitach tesakibat tazreini simcha, you gave me simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one hafuchais. Next one is, oz tismach besula b'mochel u'bachurim u'zikenim yachtav hafachti evlom l'sasayin. I'll change the mourning into happiness. Again, a lashon hafuchais. V'lo Hashem l'kech l'shmoy elblom v'yafoich. Oh, a third time. So these are the three hafuchais psukim that they should say as part of the hatovas chalai. Sholosh peduyos tichsiv poda b'sholom nafshi mikravli kirab mohyu imadi. So it says over there poda loshen pediya, and the second part of peduyos shem yeshuvon, and then finally the emra am el shol hayonis and yomus asher osa yeshua v'goymer. Now the third pasuk, the gemara doesn't quote any peduya, but if you have the ois yud in our the beautiful gemara ter ara shalem, so ois yud tells you. Here on the right hand margin, our Gemara's. V'yem ha'om el shol ha'yonis in yomus esher osa Yeshua ha'gdoil ha'zois b'Yisrael chuli l'chai Hashem em yipal misaris roishoi arza kim hakim osa ha'yoyim hazeh v'yiftu ha'om es yonis em v'loi meis. And they were able to redeem him, so to speak, in the eyes of Shol, that he should not be killed by his own father.
He ate the honey in the forest, right, of honey when Shol.
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't like him anyway because he was David's best friend. And of course, that was Shaul's worst enemy.
It was before the David was.
Fine. Anyway, but bottom line is that pasuk used the term peduya. Right. Do we everybody agree with that? Yes.
Yeah.
So that's another pasuk. So now we go to the three shloimeis. Shol shloimeis tuchsiv and says, "Vabi boyer nifsal soim, shalom shalom l'rochiv v'lekarav Omar Hashem uref fosiv." Ah. So we are going now to hear the Atovas Chalayim, and we hear Shalom Shalom. Everything will be fine and great. And then I have another pasuk, Beruach Bezuntai. Beruach Lovsa Es Amosai. Now what's the rai from this pasuk? So we go to Oy Yud Bey. Beruach Lovsa Es Amosai, Rosh HaShlishim, L'cha Dobit Imcha Ben Yishai, Shalom Shalom L'cha, V'Shalom L'Yizrecha. Oh, so you see that this pasuk is full of Shloimeis, that's another pasuk of Shalom. And third pasuk is Amartu Koy L'choy V'Ate Shalom U'Veischa Shalom. So you have the three times Shalom. So this is the text, more or less, of the Hatovas Cholim, if Chas HaShalom, a person has a bad dream.
These are all in
B10 Lakhah. Yeah, okay, good. They were sitting together. Ameimar, Marzutra, and Rav Ashi. And Amri, Kolchad Vachad, Minon, Leime Milza, Tloy Shmi, Leve Chavrei. Everybody should say a Psashikol Chidush that the other two are not familiar with. Go and say something new, that not something novel that we don't know. It's Posak, Chamina, Vyomar. A person had a bad dream, he doesn't know what he saw. Oh, he should stand up in the times that the Kahanim are duchening. He should say the following tefillah, which is very, very familiar to us, especially in Chutz Laaretz. I don't know the pshat in this cholam, that I had a dream, but somebody else had a dream about me. Then shalamti alacherim, where I had a dream about other people. And toivimheim, if those dreams attack a good, chaska the amtsim, strengthen them. Chaloitim shal yosef. Vim tzrich a refuah, refuahim, if they are unfortunately bad ones, so bring a refuah. Kimei mora ayide moishe rabbeinu, uchamiri mitzarata, chaskiyo, vichalyoi, uchamei yirichai. Exactly! You're 100% right. Uchamei yirichai yidei alisha, kishem shehafachta, killas, bilum harosha, lebracha, king hafoich, kol chaloisi alai, letoiva, umesayim, and he should finish off that tefillah, the rabbi mishloim, at the same time, mesayim bahadi kahani, at the same time that the Kohanim are finished, Yishmarecha or Vichuneka, because you know what's going to happen, Doni Tzibur Amen, because right after that, everybody's going to say, Amen! And the Amen, therefore, is not only going to attach itself to the Birchas Kohanim, but also to this Tefillah that each person is saying about having bad dreams, that everything should be Nepach, Niklal Levracha, everybody will say, Amen, it's not a good tzach.
But they don't hear him saying it, so how can they're saying Amen to his Bakasha be meaningful if they're not hearing him saying it? They're hearing the Kohanim say the Duchanim.
It's true.
Text.
But since everybody today says it, so I know that you're saying it and you know that I'm saying
okay.
It. So you say the Amen.
It's just similar to the Bracha. If you don't hear the beginning of the
Bracha. That's exactly what I'm referring to.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. Yes, yeah. So much of saying it, but the Amen, the Gemara of saying the Amen is just, it's going to be Amen for your tefillah.
Exactly. The Amen is going to be on both.
Amen. That's coming to Amen.
Amen will go on both. What? Yeah, the Amen will be on both. Exactly, you're 100%.
But it's
yeah, else is fine. The Eloi, and if not, Le Mahochi. Now it doesn't say clear what that means. V'loy le'mahochi. In fact, there happens to be another girsa, and that girsa, the girsa of the Vilna Gaon. You see over here the aleph. Now you go over to Agoyas Agra. Here's Agoyas Agra. Here on the left hand side, that halfway down the Amid, Vush Teitaten, that it says to Ani Tzibur Amid V'i Nisha Metzidei V'chenu Betushal Chanarach. Tor Vishal Chanarach, Avgirsus Rif Varosh, Vachi Mahadri Kahani Apayu Le Mahachi. That when the Kahanim are now turning their faces back to the other direction, right? They've been looking at the Kohol for the last few minutes during the Birchas Kahanim. When the Duchen is over, they're turning around. Oh, at that time, you should say, Ademar Sheikh Wura, Adashom Vishim Chashalem, as it says in the Imoran, as it says in the Sidurim, Hirotsu to Mufanech, Shutosim Aleinu Shalom. Good, so this was what one of the three Rabbanan said to the other two. This Reis HaChiddush, this is what you're supposed to do. Pasachim Yomar, Haiman de Ayla Masa, a person who goes into a town, into a city, B'dochem E'en Abisha, and he's nervous that he's coming in, and they're going to see that he's wearing nice cufflinks, he's a beautiful tie, he has a nicely starched shirts. It could be Chas V'Shalom and Ayin Hara and E'en Abisha. Limkoit Zak V'Diyodah Diyamina B'Yodah D'Smaleh, Zak V'Diyodah D'Smaleh B'Yodah Diyamina, to go and ward off Mazikin and evil demons and Ayin Hara and things of that nature. What you have to do is the following. Go and take Zakfa. Zakfa means the thumb, the yada d'yamina of the right hand, and go and enclose it inside yada d'smala, inside your left hand. Zakfa the yada d'smala and the large thumb of the left hand, put it yada d'yamina, put it in the right hand. It's all pretty straightforward. Everybody can go and demonstrate them on themselves. Try to put one finger in the other, put your finger in the other hand, and hold the two together. This is good. For Lema Hakan, he should go and say, I know Pliny bar Pliny, Pliny bar Pliny, Mizar di Yosef Kasin, I come from the Zera of Yosef, which hold to be in Abisha, that Ayin Hora is not Shoilet on Yosef and on his progeny, on his children. Shenema, being Pratis, Yosef, being Pratis, Ali Oyin, and the Bordashim was made Ali Oyin, Atuki, Ali Oyin, Ela Oyle Oyin. Above, it's like above the radar screen, that when you see the Bnei Yosef, you're not even seeing them, you're going higher than the radar screen, so therefore any Ein Abisha will not affect them or affect you. I have another prospect. Since you cannot go and see the dog, and because they're covered over at all times with the water, so an Ayin Hara cannot be sure that I'm actually Yosef. The Ayin Hara cannot be sure that I'm them. Now, most of us, unfortunately, are not from the Zarei Shel Yosef.
Right.
So to go and say this tefillah or this incantation,
it's not true.
Exactly. So the Mefarshim Matranzich means that they are concerned about this, and some of them say that in a very very broad sense, we're all children of Yosef, because Yosef is the one that supported us in Mitzrayim. Had it not been for Yosef, where would we be? He was the Mashber. He was the one that supported Gan Sky. So in a sense, we all happen to be descended from Yosef as a result of his great benevolence and beneficence when we were there in Mitzrayim. Anyway, v'idochel me'ena bisha delay. Until now we talk about he was nervous about the Ayin Hara from the people in the town on him. What about his Ayin Hara when he is thinking about others, or even about himself? What he can do is lechzi atarva d'nechire d'smalei. So that he shouldn't have an Ayin Hara on other people. He should concentrate to go and look at the left nostril of his nose. Exactly how that works, I'm not exactly sure. But
keeps
presumably,
very busy.
Number one. Number two, means he won't be able to look at others in a jaundiced fashion and look upon them good or bad or indifferent, because he's going to be concentrating to look at your nose. Try it out when you go home. See if you can go and look at the left nostril of your nose. You'll see it's not simple. And as a result of concentrating your vision on your nose, you won't see what's going on out there to have an Ayin Hara. Pasach Idach. So this was the second of these three Rabbanan, and now the third one, Pasach Idach V'Yomar, Hayman the Cholish person. I'm sorry? Pasach Idach V'Yomar, is that good?
Yeah, Hayman the
Hayman the Cholish. Yeah? You don't have that?
Yeah.
You do that, you don't have that?
I jumped up, I'm sorry.
No problem.
I jumped up to the previous.
Okay, no problem. So Hayman the Cholish, a person who is sick. Yoyim HaKamal HaDegali, the first day he shouldn't go and tell everybody about it, he should keep it under wraps. Why? Because maybe it's not so bad after all. You don't want to be Paiseach Pelesotin. You don't want to go and say, oh, I'm so sick and blah, blah, blah. Maybe he really is not so sick. Just that day, he has the sniffles. But the next morning, everything is going to be great. But if he tells everybody he's sick, Chas V'Shalom, Yitaka might become sick because he's Paiseach Pe. In fact, we had here a Yid Rabbi Yaakov Meyer Berman, from Minkach. He davened here for many, many years. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He used to give the daf very often. And Rabbi Yaakov Meyer Berman said that in Minkach, the minig was when they say the Mishaberach of Yaakov, Yivorcha Es, and then you say, you talk about Yivorcha Berapi Es HaChoyle, and then you put in the name. He said in Minkach, they left out the word Choyle. And just put in the name. Because maybe the person is not Choyle after all. Why should I go and decree and say that he's a Choyle? Right. Maybe he's not a Choyle. So go and just say, you should give a refuah too. And everybody needs a refuah because we say every day in Shemoneh, refuah einu. Even if we're not sick, we want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do all the preventive measures that we shouldn't get sick. So he would always leave out Choyle, and that's how the Gabbah for many, many years, when he did the Mishaberach, he always left out the word Choyle.
I'm sure as I say, Shverach for refuahs, not for chaylim.
X for refuahs. You are beautiful.
Now the gabra is the chetza.
Okay. Shekoyach. Anyways, getting back to the Gemara. So Gemara says when a person happens to be sick the first day, don't say anything because chulila, that would be a self-something prediction. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Good, good. Shekoyach. Uri in the Neo, Baruch Hashem. Okay, anyway, continuing on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Nachamot, so if he's sick the first day, lemegali. But after that, if he's still sick, he tells the Shamis, Poik Achris, go out and tell everybody. This is Rava speaking to a Shamis, and he said, go and tell everybody, Rava Cholesh, Rava unfortunately is not well. And therefore, Mandu Rachamali, whoever has Rachmanis on me, in other words, whoever is compassionate and feels bad for me, hopefully he'll say Tillim, and Pegimel, and all the other Tillim that we say, and that person will meet Hashem, will have a refuah. Mandu suddenly, and Chas V'Shalom, someone who hates me, says Rava, Lachdali, he should be happy for me that I'm never sick. Why should he be happy? It says in the Pasuk, Ksif, Benefoil Oimvecha Al Tismach, when your enemies are falling, don't be happy. Ubekoshle Al Yigalibecha, and when he Nebuch falls, a Mikshol, don't be joyful. Because Ben Yir Hashem, Verab Eina, Veheshemi Olav Apoy. Because Baruch is going to see that other people are smiling and are happy that this fellow, unfortunately, is in dire straits. He's sick. Kodesh Baruch Hu say, you know what? I'm going to go and take my af off of that person so that people shouldn't go and be happy that that person is sick. So therefore, said Rava, go and tell everybody that I'm sick. Those that have rachmonis that are going to daven for me is great, and those that are happy for me, that hopefully will be a self-fulfilling prophecy that it will take away my choyli, the heishem yolav apa. When Shmuel would see a dream, Bisha, a bad dream, Omar, he would say, ah, the chaloimis ashov yedabera. The chaloimis, that's nothing. It's for naught, it's goodish. When he saw a good dream, Omar, oh, chaloimis ashov yedabera. He would say, Beloshin, bit me. He would say, you think chaloimis are nothing? So the Shmuel says about Moshe Rabbeinu, I speak to him, b'chaloim, or the other. When in the Viachem, I speak to him Chalim of Dabawe. Like Avdi Moshe, I speak to him directly. But the point is that sometimes a vision, a Cholim, is in fact a vision of Hashem. It's Agut Ezach. So he said, if it's a good Cholim, he said, oh, it's Agut Cholim, Hashem is speaking in this Cholim. Rava Rami, Ksiv B'chaloyim Adabarboy, Rava, in fact, asked the Stira. B'chaloyim Adabarboy means Hashem uses the medium of a cholim to go and say a nevuah, to predict good things and bad things. Ksiv, and there's the other person, B'chaloyim is Hashem Yidaber, the cholim is all shav, is all for naught. B'chaloyim kan Ayidei Malach kan Al Yidei Shindalit. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending this cholim through a malach, then that's good. He's sending it through an evil demon, those are nishkit. And about those nishkits, that's chaloim is Hashem Yidaberu. Don't pay any attention to the shindalas because they're just troublemakers. So the chaloim adabar boy is the good malachim, and the chaloim is Hashem Yidaberu, those are the bad guys. Omer Bizim Bazab, Omer Bekiva, Omer Panda, Omer Ram Nochem, Omer Abirim, Mishum Zokin Echad, in the name of Apsa Zokin. Who is that? Zokin Umanu, Rebbano. Esrim Babo, Pesach Chaloim is Yishalayim. There were 24 different dream readers and posterim in Yerushalayim. One time I had a dream. I went to all 24. Each one had a different explanation. 24 different explanations. The coolest kind will be, and each one of them in fact became Makuyim. That a cholim goes and follows after the mouth. What does it mean? Krohu. Is that a psa posik that it says that cholim is go acher peh? Just like what Yosef said about the dreams of the Saramashka and Saroivin, oh, Kenhoya, that was fulfilled. So you see that when a person gives a pisrain, fulfillment comes with it. But it's got to be that the pisrain is shaykh to the cholim. If the person had a dream about skinny cows and heavy cows, and then you start going and telling him about the coronavirus or something, why something totally unrelated, so then that would not be a pisrain cholim. It's got to be somehow related to it. Shenemar ishka cholim my pasim. What does that mean? So Timur Biyar Saroifin, Kitoy Possum, you know, how did the Saroifin know that this was a good Pisrain? So Rashi brings in the Chumash, and Raplos, and Lamish Kalech, the Yechad, Heru, Chaloimai, U Pisrain, Chaloimai, Shul Chaber. In addition to having the Cholim that each one had, the Saramach, the Saroifin, also each one had the Pisrain Chaloim of the colleague of the other one. So when they heard Yosef telling each one, this is the Pisrain Chaloim, each one said, yo, that's what I Taka saw last night, the Pisrain Chaloim of the other guy. That's how he knew the Yartzar Oivim Kitoy Pasam.
We also saw that it actually transpired. What Yosef suggested happened 3 days later.
That's later. But here, Yartzar Oivim, at the time that he gave the Pisrain Chaloim, he said, oh, you said a good Pisrain. The Pashup Pshat is because he said nice things about the Saramashkin. He's going to go and be returned to his position, his exalted position they had until now. But the Pasuk said, Yartzar Oivim Kitoy Pasam, how did he know? Again, the Pashup Pshat is he gave a good Pisrain. Good argument. Pisrain means an explanation of the what?
Interpretation.
Good. Or the art school has a fancy term always. Elucidation.
Elucidation.
Elucidation. The other nations all come up with a Pisrain. So how did the Saroifa know that he said a good Pisrain, a good elucidation, description, etc., of the other guy's dream? Because he dreamed that himself. The Saroifa dreamed his own dream. But besides that, also the Pisrain, the interpretation of the other guy's dream. If a person gets up and a pasuk falls into his mouth, it's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu sending him a message in a nevuah katanah. The three types of chalomis that have kiyum, chalom shel shachris, one that you see in the morning, chalom shel chalom lechaveray, a cholim that your chaver dreamt about you, cholim she niftar betoy cholim. If you have a pisrin cholim within a cholim within a dream, a pisrin cholim within the dream. V'yesh omrim af cholim she nishna. If you have a repetition of the cholim, that's also going to be mekoyim. Shenema v'lishonis a cholim pamoyim, again by Yosef and Paroi, that the dream was repeated twice. Oh, it's a simon that it's going to have a kiyum. When a person dreams, it's not normally Hashem doesn't go and send them something from outer space, but something that this person has been thinking about during the day. You, king, your rayonos, your thoughts, al mishkovcha, that's on your bed. Sliku. So when you dream, you often will dream about what you thought during the day. That the Riyayin Leiv, Tinder, that will come to you in the dream. Amarava, Teda, I'll bring a clear riot. Did anybody ever dream about golden trees? Did anybody dream about an elephant that went through the hole, the top of a machat, of a needle? Of course not. Why? Because you don't think about that during the day, so you're not going to think about that at night. But if you think about this Gemara many, many times, then tonight, in Yet Hashem, you'll have such a, you'll think about elephants and you'll think about golden trees. Have a wonderful day, Zagi Ben Shalom.